Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Lorena and this is The Pooch. Wow, that was really sprightly. It's like 10 o'clock at night. I'm gambling so hard right now. I have a toddler in bed. Man, the bribery is next level to keep her in bed these days. I'll get into that in a second. And I have a newborn. He's now 9 weeks. Can I still consider him a newborn? I'm not sure. But anyway, a baby in the other room. I'm watching him now. And I'm hoping I can get through this episode with minimal interruptions. But we'll see how we go. So my daughter, the toddler, she's 3. And her sleep is still not that great. I am in bribery territory at the moment. I don't know. I swear, like, if you asked me any of this before becoming a mum, I would have been like, no, you know, she needs to learn how to sleep because she wants to. She's got to be self-driven. Blah, blah. Right now, I'm like, anything I can do to get her to sleep, bribery, you name it. I have had the Easter Bunny on speed dial for weeks. Easter's come and gone, and the Easter Bunny and I are still chatting every day via text message, just so you know. I give him daily updates on how her sleep is going. He gave her a mermaid sleeping bag as kind of a reward for having tried really, really, really hard to stay in her bed for a week. But I don't know if this is mean or not. I'm probably being really cruel. But that mermaid sleeping bag is conditional, so she can keep it as long as she keeps trying to stay in bed. And so far it's kind of working. She actually tried to return it to him last night, which was like, I was like, shit, now what do I do? So she called me to her room and in the middle of the night. She's like, actually, I've decided that I don't want the mermaid sleeping bag anymore. It's going back to the Easter Bunny. And I was like, shit, okay. So I took it and I was like, all right, I'll just give him a call and let him know that you're done with it. Like, you've only had it a week and we've been doing really well. And so I had a chat with the Easter Bunny and I was there, you know, having a chat with him and he said, you know, to leave it on the balcony. So I put it outside. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm like calling her bluff basically. And she went along with it and she was like, yep, he can have it. I put it outside and she was like, okay, well, I'm coming to sleep in your bed now, which honestly, I love co-sleeping and I have no problem with it. Sleep's another episode. The problem is that we just don't get any time. I don't get any time to do anything at all. Like, the fact that it's 10 o'clock at night and I'm recording a podcast is miraculous. And that's only because of all the bribery that's been going on lately. So I would love to have her sleeping in my bed every night. The problem is between the time that she should be going to bed and me going to bed, where most parents seem to get life done. You know, even if it's a bit of cleaning, the kitchen sorted, whatever, she wants to stay up and she just can't go to bed. So I've been working so hard at her going to bed and staying in bed from like, you know, a decent time. So I've got time to do what I need to do. And so when she was willing to hand the sleeping bag back and just climb into my bed, I was like, oh, fuck, what do I do? So I was like, no, we still need to try. Like, you still need to try and go to your bed. And at that point, she regret returning the sleeping bag. So she started crying and she was like, you know, I think I actually want it. So I was like, quick, I better run outside to see that he hasn't taken it. Because if he takes it, it's gone. Like, it's going to go to another kid. I feel so cruel because she's like flipping out that she's lost this beautiful mermaid sleeping bag. Anyway, long story short, she's in her bed right now. in a beautiful mermaid sleeping bag. So let's see if I can get through this episode without her waking up. I don't know. My son has hip dysplasia. And the moment I... Basically what happens, you all know this. He's born, they straight away do all the checks. They checked his hips, they heard a click. And so I was sent for an ultrasound at 6 weeks. At 2 days after the ultrasound, the sonographer, basically when I was getting it done, she was like, oh, it's really mild. You should be right. You'll probably be sent back for another ultrasound. But instead, 2 days later, I got a call from the hospital and they were like, right, you're coming in 2 days. He's going to get, you know, fixed into a harness. And it'll be 6 to 12 weeks of that harness at least, or, you know, roughly we have to, you know, assess to see how he's going. And I was like, what? I was so thrown, so put, like just caught me off guard because I did not expect him to go into this harness. If you've gone through it yourself, you may relate to what I'm about to say. But it was just, to me, it was so daunting and so shocking to think that he would be in this harness and for such a long time. And I started really panicking about all the things that he might miss out on, tummy time, you know, any potential milestones during that time that he's going to miss because he's in this harness that basically keeps his legs in a really specific position so that his hips can develop properly. Anyway, so that threw me off at first, but I have to say, with the support of my beautiful friend whose daughter went through the same thing, and just kind of getting my head around it, I feel like I'm barely noticing it now. So it's been a week and a bit. I didn't do an episode last week because I was just, I don't know, I think I was a bit off. But it's going fine. So if you're ever in a position where this comes up, I promise you it's hard at first, but you do get through it and it ends up feeling like nothing. Well, not nothing, but it is challenging. It ends up feeling like just part of your daily routine. So into the episode, episode 33, I wanted to talk about, because it's been playing on my mind lately, being boring and how being boring messes with my sense of who I am. I think that becoming a mum, and obviously this, you know, my podcast is about mums. I talk about mums. I talk about obviously people who identify the same way that I do as the default parent. But I feel like this role has turned me and many others, and I'm not trying to say this to be offensive, but it feels like you're the boring person in the family unit. And let me get to why before people get really offended at me. I feel like when you are in a role, when you're in a position like the default parent, if you don't know what the default parent is, basically it is the parent who, in a sense, is the default in parenting related things. So you're basically always on the clock. When you need to step away, you kind of, oh, there's the baby. Hang on, I'll be back. Okay, so I'm back. We're feeding and you might hear some baby noises in the background, but I just want to stay on track because I don't want to lose my train of thought. So the default parent, if you don't know what it is, it's the parent who basically is always on the clock. The one who, you know, announces when they need to go to the toilet, announces when they need to have a shower, is always thinking ahead, planning, thinking about what the babies need, trying to, you know, operate and manage the family, that kind of stuff. So I guess what puts us in the position of the default tends to be, and why it tends to be mums, let's call it what it is because, you know, initially, in the initial stages or the beginning of the baby's life, you are the one that is home, maybe takes parental leave with the baby, or even just in the first stages where you're really, you know, whether you're feeding or not, but you're staying close, you're in the hospital, you've given birth, whatever it might be, you end up being the one that knows the baby better, that knows the routine better, that knows what needs to happen, that tracks everything. and down the track, that just puts you in the position of being the default that is the parent. And all the activities and tasks that consume your day to day basically are parenting related. And if you need to step out of that, you have to call for someone, your partner or whoever else, to step in on your behalf. So to me, that, oh my God, you can totally hear all the little drinking noises. To me, that default position, because of the tasks that are involved, and I guess because of the fact that you start to have to think about things from a more responsible way, it's made me feel like a really boring person. This sounds really horrible, but that's how I feel. So kind of rewind a little bit. Before I had kids, I used to consider myself, or I still kind of do, but in reality I'm very different. I used to consider myself to be someone that was spontaneous. I've always loved a last minute plan, like when people are just like, hey, what are you doing? I'm in the area, let's catch up. I've always loved that. Absolutely. Just, I feel like they're the plans that always end up being the best times, because there's no kind of preconceived idea about how the night's going to go. It just happens. It unfolds and it becomes so much fun. I tend to be the person who wants to drag out a night. So like if I'm out, or a holiday, or whatever the plan is, like I tend to try and make it longer than what it is. I'm definitely not the first person who's calling it a night or saying, look, I've got to go home or whatever. It's me who's like, what are we doing after this? You know, when are we, you know, we'll go out for dinner, and then I want to find the place to continue to kick on, basically. Or if we're going on a holiday, I'm like, why don't we add a couple of days to the trip and go via XYZ place, whatever. I'm always trying to bulk out a plan, because I just love to have fun. I love to be spontaneous. I like to do things, you know, spare of the moment type stuff. I've always considered myself to be someone who's really down for whatever. Like I'm happy to just go and have some fun. Now I'm the opposite, and not because I want to be, it's kind of because I have to be, and it really kills me, and it's kind of blown my sense of fun or being a fun person just out the window. I think I've said this, oh my God, he just farted. This is going to be a really interesting episode. You're right, Bubba. Soon he's going to burp, I'm sure. If you called me, you couldn't insult me more than by calling me boring. Like that to me is it's such a knockdown of my character, because I feel like there is nothing I'd want to be than anything less than boring.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I've just had to stop, finish the feed, and put him to bed because it was getting a little noisy. I feel like you could hear that whole feed during the last few minutes. But as I was saying, you know, there's nothing that would insult me more than to consider myself boring. And that's literally where I am now as a mum. And I feel like being in the position of default parent is what puts people in that kind of boring role as well. Because at the end of the day, you're responsible for not just what's happening right now with the kids, but you're looking ahead, right? You lose that sense of spontaneity. I can't be spontaneous but have my kids home at a decent time so that they have a decent sleep and they don't wake through the night, you know. And if they do wake through the night, I have to, unfortunately, cut the fun and send them back to bed. Like, I can't be the one that's, you know, saying let's have a movie night until 3 a.m. because the kid suffers, but I suffer as well. So there's consequences all around. I'm the one who rushes to get everyone out of the house on time for something, whatever it might be, an appointment or the plan that we have. You know, unfortunately, at the end of a plan where I used to be the one that wanted to kick on, now I'm the one that's like, you know, calling it over. I'm the one that's saying, okay, well, it's probably better, you know, time to wrap this up because we've got to get home. We've got to get, you know, I'm thinking about taking sleeping kids out of the car and getting them to bed and brushing their teeth and all that, the kind of stuff that is so mundane, really. And, you know, I feel like having that role of kind of taking charge and stopping the fun and or you know, there's a Bluey episode, you've probably seen it, I think it's called The Pool or The Swimming Pool or something like that, where the dad wants to take the kids for a swim, and before there's any time to think about what needs to happen while they're at the pool, they're at the door and they've gone to the swimming pool. And there's so many things that can't happen because they hadn't thought about sunscreen or bringing floaties or snacks or, you know, all that kind of stuff. All the stuff that the kids consider boring at first, and then the mum rocks up with all the stuff and then she kind of saves the day. But it's like that, you know, having to be that person that's always thinking about those things. The problem for me there is that not only am I don't mind, you know, the mental load. It's frustrating, but I don't mind the mental load of those things. But the problem for me is where it creeps into my time with my kids. Like, I don't like to consider myself a boring person, but that's my issue to deal with, my identity and all that stuff, which, you know, obviously this podcast is a lot about. But what makes me cringe is the thought that my kids would consider me boring as well, because, and I am, like, that's the thing that's frustrating me at the moment, because it's kind of like the time that I'm spending with my kids, I'm always also doing something else or focusing on something else. For example, I might be grocery shopping, but it's got to be quick and I've got my hands full and I can't, you know, so to speak, stop and smell the roses with my kids and make the experience fun because I'm thinking about what has to happen next. I'm not, you know, I don't get to just go to the supermarket and walk into Woolies and go, hey, let's grab an ice cream today. Let's make it fun. Like, let's just go and get the one thing that we need in this moment. No, because I've thought about the whole week. You know what I mean? Like, I've gone, we need nappies, we need stuff in the kitchen, we need cleaning, we need. So I've gone into the supermarket knowing that I have a whole week and a whole family to think about. I don't get that opportunity to just go, let's stuff everything, let's not think about anything else. What do we want? We want an ice cream. We're just going to go in, get the ice cream and have that moment that's specifically around having the fun. And that to me is the bit that I want. I don't, you know, I don't want to always be the the boring one that's like, you know, sit quietly in the pram, I'll entertain you with some snacks while I get groceries done. I want to run in and be like, stuff all the stuff we need to buy, let's go and just buy the fun ice cream and sit and enjoy it and, you know, have some fun. That, you know, I feel like the non-default parent gets to have those moments because they're not responsible for, or they're not made responsible for thinking big picture. So they get to stop and play, like they get to stop and have the sit down meal with the kid and just enjoy the jokes and laughs at the table. The default parent is thinking about the next meal, tidying up, cleaning up, you know, maybe if there's more kids involved, might be looking after the other kid at the same time. The default parent is thinking about how much has the kid eaten. Is the kid eating all, you know, the veggies and the meat and all the stuff that you want them to be consuming during that meal? Have they had enough water today? Do I need to top up that? You know, it's all the big picture thinking. And so that to me makes me feel boring. I'm like, mealtimes are a nightmare, I feel, because I'm always like, come on, next, you haven't eaten much. I'm thinking about how much did she have for breakfast? How much has she had for lunch? Has she had enough, you know, veggies today? This meal, is she going to be hungry in the middle of the night because she hasn't had enough dinner? I'm thinking, my lens is zoomed out in a sense. So I'm the boring one that's always hounding her about eating and, you know, trying to rush meals. And it's just, I think it's draining to me, but it's also like when I take a step back and look at myself, I'm like, am I really this person that's just never fun? I never just go, you know what, stuff it. We're having, I don't know, smoothies for dinner. Let's make it fun. I imagined myself cooking with my kids and doing fun stuff. And now I'm just like, I don't know if I'm wired differently now, or whatever it is, but I feel like I am the one I don't do those things because I'm multitasking so much. So cooking for me is very basic and it's happening at the same time as me doing laundry, or the same time as me, you know, having to make some kind of appointment or whatever it is. I'm never just like, let's forget the rest of the house and sit in the kitchen and make the big mess. And, you know, picture those movies where flowers flying through the air and everyone's laughing. And that doesn't happen in my world. I want it to, like, I really want it to. I just feel like I need to know how to switch off from everything else to not be the fucking boring parent. And I'm not referring to, you know, anything to do with feeling guilty about not being present in the moment. It's not about being, you know, a fun clown of a parent either. For me, it's just, you know, finding those moments where I'm not always the one that's like, the house has to be cleaned, the dishes need to be done, the laundry needs to be done, we have to leave the house by this time, we have to, because I feel like that's always me. I'm even, you know, I just feel like that's the role that I've landed into, and it makes me feel like if I was my kid, I'd think I was pretty bloody boring and I hate it. I want that to change, and I just don't know how without letting go of some default parenty stuff. I'm sure there's ways to find opportunities. You know, like I said, there's ways to go up to the shops just with the purpose of buying an ice cream. But I still have to think ahead about what else needs to be, you know, what else needs to be bought, what else needs to be done. So it's, I can create those moments, but I find it hard to do it authentically and spontaneously. I can easily go, let's jump in the car and stuff it. We'll just go out and not even think about sleep or anything, you know. We'll just worry about that when it comes. But the reality is that I'm always keeping one eye on the clock. I'm always, you know, thinking about what has to happen tomorrow. And I think part of the issue is, it really comes down to, obviously it's concern for my kids. But if I don't keep my eye on those things, if I don't have some focus on routine and some focus on, you know, structure, and, you know, when it does fall apart, it falls apart on me. That's the thing. And I feel like that's where I've got to find a way to have moments where I'm like, let's just fuck it and have fun without everything falling apart. Honestly, I feel like at the moment, even with just daily shit, like I feel like if I drop the ball on laundry, I can't believe how many times in my podcast I talk about laundry. This is how boring I am. This is how boring I've become. If I drop the ball on laundry, I'm just going to suffer more tomorrow. So how, you tell me, how do I get out of this cycle of how do I just be sporadic and spontaneous and just go, you know what, fuck it, I'm just dropping it today and I'm going to go out with my kids and have some fun and not suffer later. Like that's what I want to get out of that. I've never been more organized than I am now. I'm not an organized person and I've fallen into having to be organized. And I want to let it go. I really want to let it go. I'm tired of feeling boring. I'm tired of feeling tied to stupid tasks that don't really amount to anything because they just keep, they're ongoing, like cleaning and laundry. But those things are the things that come back and bite me later. Same with you know, routine and you know, kid-related stuff. So I would love to just go, you know what, stuff it, let's not have a nap and go to somewhere fun and spend the whole day out. But I know that if I don't plan ahead, the one that suffers is going to be, well, obviously my kid, but I'm also going to suffer. So I have to do it for my sanity as well. So I don't know. I feel I just somehow have to find, like I said, those pockets of time to not feel boring and do them in really planned and controlled and non-sporadic ways, which is boring. So a bit of a vicious cycle, I guess. Clearly, this is something that I'm still navigating and have no answers on. So if you've listened to this episode wondering how to not be boring, that's definitely not what you're going to get from me because I don't have the answer. Right now, it's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle of have pockets of fun and do them in a really controlled, measured way because the consequences of letting it all go and not being the default parent is that they're going to bite you in the ass at the end. So yes, we're all in this together though. If that helps, that's the only piece of, I don't know, consolation I have for you, that we can all be boring together with our pooches out and just being boring and hoping for the day that we can have some spontaneous fun and not feel like boring mums. And on that very sad and somber negative note, I don't know, I feel like I'm in a mood today, so I'm not going to try and twist it around. It is what it is. We're boring and we're just going to have to live with it. Oh, that's so dramatic. Of course not. I feel boring. Wow, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. It's so late and I'm just so, like, so fucking tired. I struggle with the sense of being boring. It fucks with my identity a bit, and I'm in my, let's say in this season of my life, I have to do the things that make me feel boring, and that we're just going to call it that. I don't know if this resonates with anyone, but if it does, thank you for being boring with me, and one day we're going to see it all turn around. And on that note, I'm here to remind you to trust your gut, be kind to your pooch. I hope you're well. Have a good week, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.